Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 68 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I have been listening to the audiobook of David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me. And I just want to say it's fucking like, it's crazy, his life, and just how fucked up everything is. And something that I notice about all these like people who talk about motivation and how to fix your life, they all say to lean into discomfort. And I'm just like, man, how do I apply this to my own life? You know, I'm so happy on a day-to-day basis that like, if I want to lean into discomfort, that means I got to stop being happy, because happy is comfortable. You know, when you're happy, you're just don't need anything. You know, you've eliminated the wanting of just anything. You don't need anything. You just exist and you are and you be, and that is your thing. And that's not progress. That's limiting, you know? I just don't understand how to take happiness, which is comfortable, and decide to lean into discomfort. Okay, I'm going to be sad. Yeah, that's discomfort. I don't like to be sad. Yeah, you're not going to want to be sad. But it's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little while to adjust. You need to be sad because you're not usually sad. And you need to lean into discomfort. You know, the things that make you happy are the things that make you comfortable. And just, you know, like friends, family, having a life. These are all things that make you happy and it's comfortable. You can just get locked in the same way of living, and you just live the same way every day. You know, you just go to work and you feed your kids and you pay off your house. And that's your whole life. Is just feeding your kids and having your kids grow up in a healthy environment. But what you need to really do is you need to start beating them, because if they're comfortable and you're comfortable, no one's growing. There's nothing to grow if everybody's comfortable, and then your problems are going to get really stupid. So you need to lean into discomfort so that, you know, the real problems are really available to you. I'm sad. Well, we need to improve. How do we become happy? Well, you don't want to be happy. Happy is comfortable. You don't want that to be your new normal. If your normal is happy, then you have to be like on drugs or something to become truly happy, because anything less than that is discomfort. You need to lean into discomfort. You know, why are you happy with your life? You need to be dissatisfied. You have to have hunger. You have to have hunger and drive to get somewhere, to improve. And if you're just willy-nilly living all happy and stuff all the time, then that's no way to live. Oh, I'm gonna be happy every day. Then what is happy at that point, you know? If you're just sitting there every single day, just overjoyed at the prospect of living, then you're not growing. There's nothing to, you're not getting anywhere. You're just existing. And that's pathetic. You need to lean into discomfort. You need to be sad, because no one grows in the comfort zone. You're not growing when you're just sitting there. You need to nourish your body in order to grow. You need to, and some people, you know, you're 30 years old, you're done growing. You need to lean into discomfort so you can grow. If not vertically, you can grow horizontally. You know, keep eating. If you're satisfied and comfortable and full, then you are not pushing yourself hard enough. You have to go outside your comfort zone. You have to continue eating past. You have to, you know, when you get that feeling where it feels like you ate so much that you have to throw up. If you're not getting to that point every time you eat, you're just staying in that comfort zone, man. You need to explore. You need to get out of yourself. You need to get out of your own head because you're the only thing that's in your way. You're the only thing that's stopping you from pushing yourself over the edge. It's a difficult balance because you want to push yourself. You want to just grow. You know, you want to grow and just blossom into that thing that you want to be. But if you don't have anything to overcome, you know, like I was born and I didn't have anything to overcome. I grew up in the suburbs where I blossomed into mediocrity. You know, there was no hardship to overcome. I didn't need to prove anything to anyone. I just got applauded for being alive. And that's why I don't really fuck with birthdays either. It's like, oh, you're still alive. You know, like that's a given. Why are we like making people feel so comfortable with just living? And that's it. What? Living blank, nothing. It's just living. You're just living, and that's the activity that's not an activity. Ooh, yay. Today is a day that you're also alive. Like, what are you fucking when the number gets higher, there's like a drop-off point. You get like birthdays. And like some age they become not important anymore. And then eventually, when you get up into like the 80s, you know, people are like really just want to appreciate what they have before it's gone. And the best way they have to show that to you is to give you a text once a year on your birthday. It's like, I'm letting you know, I'm thinking about how the amazing how you're not dead yet. Fascinating, truly. I don't know how it's possible. Every day that you're alive, I'm just like, really? How hasn't he fucking croaked yet, dude? What's going on inside his brain that's keeping him run? How, what in the fuck? I wonder what his organs look like. How the fuck is that engine still running? You know? And when you get really up there and your brain starts going, dude, people don't even feel the need to even see you anymore. Because in your heart, you're already dead. And it would be easier just to not talk to you. And then, like, I will be used to what it feels like to have you be dead already. And then we'll just be comfortable with that. And then you'll pass away. And then it'll be just like it was, except it's real. Except if it's now what we prepared for. You know, it's like every bad thing in your life is really just preparing you for the next bad thing. Or all those, like, intrusive thoughts and nightmares and shit. They're really just preparing you. Because one day they're going to be gone. And you're just going to be sitting there like, wow, I wish I appreciated them with when we were still here. That's why, dude, like I said I loved someone recently. I haven't done that in a long time. You should do that if you haven't in a while. You should tell people that you love them because we too often forget how great we have it. We take advantage of the people in our lives while we're dwelling on the fact that we took advantage of people in our life. You know, it's like you're still hung up on the past while the present is going on, and you're just forever living in the shadow of this thing, and you're just not really there. This got really specific really quickly. Birthdays are fucking dumb because it's not any way to behave, you know? Ooh, you're still alive. It's like, yeah, dude, so are you. Why don't we celebrate every day? Whoa, that's just called alcoholism. Okay? So, you know, can't have the best of every world. you can't have the best of all the worlds. Some worlds that you just don't need to exist in. Some worlds don't even want you. I don't really fuck with birthdays because of that. I'm not satisfied. I have a drive for something better. And I want to get there. And the way to do that is to just stuff my fucking face. Is just stuff it down, dude. Keep eating. don't stop, because when you stop, you're comfortable. You don't want to be comfortable. Never be comfortable. They always say never be comfortable. Don't ever, just keep living your life as hard as possible. Keep fucking, dude, one coffee is not enough. Drink two, drink three. If you're comfortable and your heart is beating at a normal pace, you didn't push yourself. You need to drink at least 5 cups of coffee then, so that your heart is beating out of your chest. That's discomfort. You need to take as many drugs as you can to truly just get off your base, you know? Some people are too grounded. I think a lot of people could benefit from becoming a lot more, drugged out. And just become an airhead. Because if you're not doing that, then you're just living in that comfort zone, man. That comfort zone is where you'll die. You'll die in the comfort zone. But if you want to lean into discomfort and truly grow, you need to keep eating past the point of comfort. That's when you grow. Literally. That's when you grow. That's my angle there. How do you like that? What do you think about that? You ever talk to someone and just have like small interactions throughout the day, and just people talking to you and you're talking to them, and then you don't really say anything because you're shy in person and you can't think on your toes, and then you think of something that you should have said in the moment, like days, sometimes weeks later. I was at work and I was just walking, and you need a hammer for my job. So I was just walking with a hammer down the street, and someone thought I was like coming towards them with the hammer because, you know, that I guess I look threatening. I mean, people don't know me. They don't know my personality when they just see me. All they see is some like 6 foot, giving myself that half inch. Fuck it. In this scenario, dude, maybe I do look threatening. They just see this dude, this big, big masculine man with facial hair and long flowy hair and a bandana walking towards them with a hammer, and he's 6 feet. Yeah, I guess I do look a little threatening. And this dude was like, oh, I thought you were coming for me. And all I was able to muster out was just a pfft. You know, I didn't say anything. I just kind of like did that psh, psh laugh. I didn't say anything. But then like 2 days later, I was like, oh, dude, I should have said this just to be funny in the moment, you know, because I'd love to share my humor with the world. And I really wish I said, nah, dude, I'm gay. If I wanted to smash you, it wouldn't be with a hammer. I wish I said that in retrospect. I think that would have been pretty funny if I just walked up to him and said, like, he'd be like, what the fuck? And like, yeah, don't hurt me. It'll be a hate crime. That was something that I thought of that I thought would be pretty funny to say in the moment. Like that, if I wanted to smash you, it wouldn't be with a hammer. Ba-dum, psh. Do you think they're postponing loans because they know that once we start having to pay them, we're going to have to develop responsible spending habits? Do you think every company, except like colleges and the loan people, are paying off the government? Like in my head, I don't know how loans work. But in my head, it's all the big companies, Chipotle, all the places that you spend your money at, Chipotle, Apple, all these fucking, you know, everything. Do you think they're all lobbying against the government and colleges and like the loans and shit to be like, if these people start having to pay like $200 a month for their college, that's $200 a month that we won't be getting. Now, granted... this assumes that everybody is as willy-nilly and like shitty with money. Like, I'm sure most people my age are pretty shitty with money. I think it's every company against colleges and the government, and they're lobbying to keep us from paying so that we'll keep paying them. Because that, think about it, $200 a month times however many people there are my age with these loans, and they just keep on pushing it off and pushing it off. It's like, yeah, keep on eating at Chipotle, because we like your money better than the government, and we can afford to pay them because we're in bed, we're sleeping with the government. It's an affair. It's a really, once somebody starts sleeping with the government, it becomes a pretty big affair. They're in bed with the government. Once businesses start fucking the government, then it becomes a big ordeal, a whole ordeal. Why is that a word? Ordeal. It's like deal or no deal. Deal or ordeal. You only have one option. You only have two options in this life. It's either deal or deal. That was a great one. I get out of breath just talking, because I just drank a coffee. How about this? Here's something I want to say. I haven't gotten a hazelnut swirl from Dunkin' in like 2 fucking years. And I finally try to get it, and guess what? They don't have it anymore. They just got rid of it in the spring. And that's when I tried to get it. I'm like, let's have some old flavors, some like nostalgia in the mouth, you know, some mouth nostalgia. Let's mouth that, man, that really brings out my lisp. Let's have some nice mouth nostalgia. And then you drink it, and that well, you don't drink it because they don't even have it. So fuck my life, I guess. They just said, nah. We don't want you to go down memory lane. Let's go down memory lane with flavors. Dude, no. They said, not today, mister. Today you will have French vanilla swirl. And every day following it, that day you want a sweet coffee, because we don't have hazelnut. Like, how you get rid of hazelnut, bro? How are you going to get rid of sweet hazelnut? And you got to get the shot instead and get it with sugar. It's like, no, I want my hazelnut swirl. I want my high fructose corn syrup in the form that I used to get it in, because it was good. And you just decided, because I was the only one who got it. They made it for me, and they just said, I guess he doesn't want it anymore. You know, it's been 2 years. He hasn't even got it. So let's just stop. I mean, it takes 2 years for the shit to expoil. Yeah. It takes 2 years for the shit to go, because expire, I didn't know which one I wanted to say. It spoils or expire? Both, it's expoil. Fuck it, you know? You don't know. So it could be days, weeks, months, years, decades, millennium. And Dunkin' will find a way to fuck you over, because, I don't know, they just hate you, and they don't want to see you winning. Dunkin' doesn't want to see you winning. So what you have to do is become better than Dunkin'. You need to become the change that you wish to see in the world. You have to invent hazelnut swirl, because they uninvented it. You know, they had it and they had the rights to it. They said, this is our hazelnut swirl and we own this. But once you get rid of it, it's open fire. It's open season, dude. Anyone could get that shit. And I just want a coffee shop near me, coming soon to a coffee shop near you, Dunkin' Hazelnut Swirl. They got rid of it, so we took it and made it our own. But it's the same exact recipe. We just bought it online. And it is Dunkin'. I mean, if you're talking about cryptos, right? Because we were talking about cryptos this whole time. You weren't there? You didn't know? We're talking about crypto, obviously. And I think the most valuable crypto now will be Dunkin' Hazelnut Swirl, because they don't make it anymore. So it's going to, if you think about it, there's only going to become less of it in the world. So it's going to become as valuable as gold. So really what I'm saying is I'm going on eBay and I'm buying as much Dunkin' hazelnut swirl as I can, because one day it'll be worth millions. Warren Buffett has nothing on my hazelnut swirl. So yeah, I'm pretty pissed that I just wanted to have some old flavors in the old mouth, you know, because I don't ask for much. I didn't think that was too much to ask for. It's just, oh, let's just have the drink that I used to get. I used to get a large iced coffee with hazelnut swirl and cream. And sometimes when I'm telling people my order at a different coffee shop, I start saying that by default. I'm like, I'm going to get an Americano. And I just go like, can I get a large iced, I'm like, oh shit, this is my other order. You ever do that? You ever just start reciting an order from a different place than you're at? You're at a fucking like McDonald's and you start asking for a fucking, I mean, what's, McDonald's isn't the best example because they do have coffee, but like you're at a fucking, it's not even a food place. You go to like a Barnes and Noble and you're like, could I get a, well, they have Starbucks. God damn it. I'm trying to think of it. And it, like, they just, you could get, you know what? I tried to think of a place that would be weird to ask for something, but you could really get anything anywhere if you really try. Like DoorDash, you could go to a Starbucks and DoorDash Dunkin' to it. You know, there's no rules. DoorDash is getting really expensive and it's getting upsetting because you wish it would be nice. You know, isn't delivery, like, delivery used to be just normal. Like, you would just, it would be the regular thing. They'd bring it to you and then you'd have to tip them. It's not, no extra service fee, no hike, jacked up prices, no fucking tip on top of all that, tax and everything. And you end up spending like a $10 on shit that you didn't even buy. Like, who am I feeding? The people who invented DoorDash? Cool. Thanks for cutting out the middleman by being a different middleman. There was no middleman. You just said, how can we insert ourselves as a step between you and the delivery for the restaurant? And they just did it. They said, fuck it. Yeah, we'll just provide the drivers so we don't have to. If I ever open a restaurant, I'm having my own people deliver, because fuck that. Fuck that bullshit. And then you just bring along like a Square card reader or some bullshit, because, you know, no one pays in cash anymore. Cash is gross. Cash, I don't like the way money smells in my hands. I like the way the money smells. No, I don't. Money smells gross. It smells dirty. It's got all like the cocaine residue in it. I bet if you sucked on enough dollar bills that you could get high. Fuck it, you know? I think DoorDash is just such a premium service that, like, they should be doing more. If it's going to cost me $10 for this shit to get here, like, you should put it into my mouth as well. Fucking, like, bring out, like, a blender and shit and just blend it up, you know? And then just put the straw plate. Come up to my room, break in. I'll leave the key under the mat. You can come inside of my house, walk up the stairs, open my door, and then just put a cup down beside me. And I'm like, what's this? And you said, oh, it's what you wanted. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess it is. And then they put a straw in it. They put the straw in my mouth because I'm lazy. You know, I want somebody to bring the food to me. I'm not trying to go downstairs and grab it, you know? I just want you to come inside my house. I wonder if I gave a DoorDash driver, I almost said instructor, a DoorDash instructor. I wonder if I gave a DoorDash driver the instructions to come inside my house and feed it to me, that they would listen. Half the time, they don't even listen to the directions of where to put it. Like, you know how they put it on the fucking step of the door? Like, right in front of the door. Fuck it. You know, they just say, oh, he doesn't have to open this. It probably opens in. Whose door opens in, dude? Screen door opens out. And then every single time, if they put a drink in front of it, it knocks it over. How skinny do you think I am? I'm ordering DoorDash. Okay? No one who orders DoorDash is skinny. We're all chubby because we're so lazy we can't even get in our car and go get it. The calories that we're burning the least amount of calories, dude. We're chubby people ordering DoorDash. And you think we're skinny enough to fit through that screen door and just bend our arm around? Dude, no. Shit knocks it over every fucking time. It's so annoying. And I'm like, well, put it on the ground. And they don't even listen to that. So what I'm saying is they're too incompetent to be able to come inside of my house and feed it to me. Like, the DoorDash driver is just too stupid. Like, I'm sure I could tell them to, but they wouldn't listen because they don't even speak English. I don't know if I want to go there with that. But I think it's stupid that they couldn't just fucking put it in my face. Fucking smush it up, make it drinkable, add some water, just add water, like it's pizza, just add water, and it becomes a smoothie. Would you drink a pizza smoothie? I don't think I would. Here's what I'm saying, if you drink all your meals, do you ever shit? That's the important question, and you didn't even know that that was a possibility to think about that, did you? You know? Did you ever think about, if I drank all my meals, if you start off with solid food, right? It turns into solid shit. But if you start off with soft food, already blended up, it's a liquid. What are they going to take a liquid and turn it back into a solid for you to shit out? I don't think so. I think you're going to pee it all out through your dick. So, yeah, or you just have loose stool. Maybe you'll just have a messy stool. I don't understand why they call it stool. Is it because you're crouched over that you're sitting on the pot and it kind of looks like it's not really a stool. Oh, I'm so out of breath just from talking. I'm a fat fuck. I'm a piece of shit. I don't do enough is the thing. You think you're doing enough. You're not. You're never doing enough. Nothing you will ever do will satisfy you. You'll just be sitting there fucking trying to fill the void any way you possibly can. And you'll never get there. You'll just be constantly trying, oh, I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I need to do more. And then you just spend your whole life doing this and doing that and doing all these things that you think are going to help you, and they don't. They just build up. Okay, so you want to lean into discomfort, right? You want to do the things that make you uncomfortable so that you become hard. Well, did you ever think about the fact that when you're doing that shit, you just like wouldn't want to, you don't want to. The sacrifice that it takes. It's like, yeah, that's where pride comes from. The denial of your wasted time. Pride is just denying that you are wasting your time. You're just in denial. You're just like, no. No, this is important. This is my life. This is my life's work. It's like, yeah. Yeah, but it means nothing. It doesn't amount to anything. Like, you're doing it. Yeah, sure. You're doing it. You're doing your life's work. You're doing your dream job or whatever. But you're not achieving shit. You're not. It's just the truth, dude. It's just the truth. You're just a waste. And one day you're going to die. And it's so, why do anything, right? Well, because we have to do something. And I think we can all agree that doing something quote unquote productive is better than doing something quote unquote unproductive. And we all have ideas of what that is. This is all just me trying to convince myself to do the right thing instead of revert back to my old ways, the ways of last week, dude. I'm a changed man. I function different now. Yeah, it's true. I do. I'm a changed man. my spirit is sound.
So yeah, I just want a DoorDash driver to come fucking put a pizza pie right down my gullet. I want it to be chewed already. I want them to just smash it down my face. Just fuck it into my face. Whatever that means. I want DoorDash to come fuck some food into my face. Yeah, okay. Then what, you know? You're just saying things. DoorDash, I love you, but I also hate you. And once this year expires, I'm not buying more. You think I'm going to buy more? Oh, no. The moment I bought it, I was like, that was a waste of money. Because I realized that all the restaurants that I need are in the town right next to me. It's just downtown. Has all the food that I could possibly want. It's got like Indian, you got Japanese, you got Korean, you got all anything. Anything you fucking want. It's all right there. You got Persian, some nice kebabs, Greek, some trendy burgers. It's all there. You don't need to fucking get DoorDash for one town over. Are you really that lazy? How valuable is your time? I value my time at approximately fucking $1 million. I don't know how long the interval is, just I value my time at $1 million. My time on this earth. If my net worth could ever be $1 million, then I guess I just succeeded. Like, what is succeeding really? And that's the deep question of the day. It's all perspective, dude. I'm jealous of women. Because men, we can't just sell our bodies as a last resort. Like, if all else fails, I can't just take my clothes off. People, like, could you imagine if I'm just, like, at my deepest, darkest low? And I'm just like, fucking fuck this, man. I quit. I'm just going to start taking my clothes off. People don't throw money at men who take their clothes off. They fucking call the cops. You'll get the book thrown at you. And everyone hates the book. Don't you hate it when they throw the book at you? Oh my God, can't stand it. No one even fucking likes reading. I think they got it backwards. I think there's a higher percentage of women who enjoy reading than men. And a higher percentage of men who enjoy money more than women. I think stripping is backwards. Because men, when you strip, they'll throw the book at you. And men just hate reading. Women, they take their clothes off. People throw money. I bet you more women like to read and more men like money. Just generally speaking. I think that's the way it goes. So I think gender roles, if we really want to fix the problems in this country, we need to start throwing the book at women who take their clothes off. This is a stupid angle. It's throwing a book. It's like an actual book. It's not a book, dude. Why do they call it that? Is the only thing you can do in jail is read and work out? Sometimes I think that's what I need. Sometimes I think I just need to sit in a fucking prison. I mean, like, I sit in a room a lot, and that, you know, but it's just not enough. I think I need the regimen. I think I need to be forced. I think somebody needs to force me to do something for me to really get my motivation. You know, people could go into the Navy to get hard. You know, people go into the Army, in the military to get fucking, to just figure their life out and become a strong man. Because I need something to beat me into shape. Because nothing has ever put pressure on me in my entire life. You know, like, you can't, if pressure makes diamonds, I'm a fucking cobble. I'm coal. I'm some dirt, dude. I'm nothing. I am whatever you took and pushed on hard to make diamonds.
I am that, the original pieces. I could be a diamond, but no one put the pressure on me. So I have to put the pressure on myself now by what? Just doing it. Just doing it all. I gotta do it all. I gotta do everything. I gotta keep fucking. I gotta just grind really hard. I gotta take the stones and just push on them. If I am not a diamond, who says I can't make diamonds? You don't have to be a diamond to make diamonds. You just gotta push. The fuck is my. What am I talking about? So reading in jail is the only thing you can do. And that's why they call it the book. Jail is just a book. Yeah, you know how people go to the military to get hard? I just need to go to jail. I just need a reality check, dude. I need to be alone with my thoughts for like 2 years and then just truly lose it. Because I'm doing so well already, you know? I need to have the nail in the coffin for my sanity just be drilled in. I need to fucking lose it. I just want something to put the pressure on me. I need so much pressure. I mean, what's the whole goal of money? To get women. But if women have the money, then they don't fucking need you. Dude, a stripper doesn't need you. Unless you pay them more. You're like, all right, how about you be my personal stripper? I'll be your sugar daddy. I just need to make enough money where I can become a sugar daddy. I wanna have a mutual, like, just a relationship that is transactional. I need to buy, here's a new bag, fuck me. Baseball is the most primitive thing to be dedicated to. We're talking about dedicating your life to something, you know? Just really doing, finding your thing, your life's purpose, and just doing that every single day of your life, over and over, till the end of time. And you choose hitting a ball with a stick. That's what I want to be really good at. I want to hit a ball with a stick. And then not only that, right? You do that so good. That's great. You do it really great. Okay. You hit a ball with a stick super good. That's one thing. But the fact that you do that good enough and there's just an arena of people who cheer for you because you did that. And then somehow they think they're involved to where when you win, they say, we won. If there was ever anything in the world as stupid as that, it's sports. It's like, I'm going to hit a ball with a stick. I hit a ball with a stick all my childhood. And now I do it as an adult and people love it. They just can't get to it. Dude, they love it. Has anyone ever asked for an encore at a baseball game? Sometimes those shits go like 14 innings because there's just like extra innings. Like, how long is a baseball game? It's the fucking 9. And it's just like, and then in the 7th inning, they just stretch a bunch. And sometimes, like, there's like 14 innings because there's no one scored and no one got a home run. But once you do that, like, has there ever been an encore for a baseball game? Has the sport ever ended and then the crowd be like, no, we want more sports. Keep playing the sports. I like it. Don't stop. Don't stop. You think just because the game's over that we're gonna just go home? If you don't play more game, we're gonna burn this fucking stadium down, dude. We're gonna burn it down. if you don't keep on playing for our entertainment, we're the paying customers. We're the bottom line, dude. Without you, who gives a fuck? I mean, without us, because you, I couldn't even say us because I'm not one of them. I don't fucking give a shit about sports. I couldn't even put myself in there for the hypothetical. Without us, you're nothing. You're absolutely garbage, stinky man. Without us, you are just back there in Brazil hitting a ball with a stick. You want to go back to Brazil? I didn't think so. Come back out. Come back out and play more game. Play more of the sport that you like. You'll see how much you really like it. We'll keep on making you play it till you die, dude. Ooh, I'm thirsty. Shut up. Keep playing. Keep playing. I want to see the pitcher make those fucking gang signs to the catcher, okay? Keep playing. Don't you ever stop, dude. Because you love it. I thought you liked the game. And now you just, all of a sudden, you're just like, nah, I'm done. You're done when we say you're done. What if we want, this is a doubleheader, dude. We're playing two games. Has that ever happened in the big leagues? Has that ever happened in the big leagues where you play two games in a row? I mean, you'd have to make the other team play two games as well. It'd have to be four games. No, three. Sorry. Does that ever happen? Are there ever three games? Is there ever a stadium where you turn around and you're watching the different game and then you know that those two, the winners of those two games are going to fight, duke it out in the second game? Dude, imagine if people get so drunk at the end of one baseball game, how drunk do you think they'd be at the end of two? I mean, everyone would be like passed out. No one would be able to drive. That's why they don't do doubleheaders in baseball, because people are alcoholics and they will crash their cars on their way home and it will be your fault because you decided, oh, let's have two games instead of one. Genius. Fucking idiots. Because if you only had one game, if you only had one team play one game before the second one, then they'd be tired out. So you have to have like a little mini tournament. That would be great. I would enjoy that. Yeah. Keep playing. Because you know, like, I don't believe, you know, I doubt these people really like their sport. You play this over and over and over and over and over. You push through the difficult times and you made yourself uncomfortable. All right. People do that with eating on the internet. Who's that one guy? You know the guy. The guy who's really, it's really upsetting that he just keeps eating and he's like killing himself slowly for YouTube. Oh, it's just like that. But they channeled it in something quote unquote healthy, you know. If you did that, you ever think about where you'd be if you just only did one thing and never quit and pushed through? That's my thing. I just need to push. I need to push myself harder. I need that pressure. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to record. And now we're 43 minutes in. So, you know, that's how it goes. You just gotta move your face. You gotta work out those vocal cords, because if you don't, then you're gonna forget how to speak. Yeah, the more you speak, the more you know how to speak. If you forget to speak, oh, I'm getting this horrible sensation. I am moving my heels. I think my feet are sore. I'm just moving my heels across the carpet and it's giving me like a sweaty palm, like it's like, oh, it's so wrong. Like this shouldn't be happening. It is having a weird reaction with my body that my hands are all sweaty now and I don't like it. Okay. Note to self, don't rub the heels on the carpet because that feels weird and we don't like it. So yeah, just make sure that you keep playing baseball. If you're really that into hitting a ball with a stick, then fuck it, you know? That's your thing. But the fact that we got so many people on board with something so primal is a little silly to me. Like, we can all agree that that takes effort. That good job, wow, I couldn't hit that ball that's coming at me 100 miles an hour. How fast is the fastest pitch? I need to know that now. Hold on. 105 miles an hour. Damn. That's wild. It's 105, 106. Fastest pitch ever. Yeah, that would hurt if you got hit by that. Okay. I think that's all about all I have. I just bragged about how long I've been going and how effortless it was. But now I don't feel like I have anything else to talk about. So that's going to about do it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you. If you enjoyed, feel free to share it with someone who you think might also enjoy it, because that's love. That's love. With the Chance the Rapper song, you know. That's love. That's how it goes, right? That's love. All right. Bye-bye.